It's Thursday, July 30th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The City of Fort Wayne invites the public to weigh in on downtown Fort Wayne's 10-year strategic plan. Volunteers from a number of area organizations will be canvassing neighborhoods on Fort Wayne's southeast side. And the Republican candidate for Secretary of State is responding to accusations of illegal campaign contributions. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The City of Fort Wayne invites the public to weigh in on downtown Fort Wayne's 10-year strategic plan. WBOI's Rebecca Green reports.
The City of Fort Wayne invites the public to weigh in on downtown Fort Wayne's 10-year strategic plan, called Make It Downtown, a plan for Fort Wayne's next decade. The public engagement announcement today also came with a website and logo. Mayor Sharon Tucker says the downtown has been completely transformed over the past 20-plus years, but needs to continue to move forward. According to a press release, the Make It Downtown will combine input from nationally recognized planning and economic development professionals, as well as local stakeholders and downtown residents. The estimated completion date for the plan is next April, and it will be presented to the Fort Wayne Plan Commission and City Council for adoption. To see the logos and the Engage link, visit WBOI.org. For WBOI News, I'm Rebecca Green.
Volunteers from a number of area organizations will be canvassing neighborhoods on Fort Wayne's southeast side in an effort to better understand Allen County's low voter participation and encourage greater civic engagement. At about 3 p.m. Sunday, August 9th, volunteer teams will be visiting neighborhoods around the Fort Wayne Urban League to provide nonpartisan voting information as well as listen to residents about challenges that may be preventing them from voting. According to a press release about the event, Allen County's voter turnout is about 14% of the nearly 268,000 registered voters. Organizers said the issue is a concern statewide as well. Residents will receive information about trusted nonpartisan voting resources, including the League of Women Voters vote411.org, where voters can learn about candidates, verify voter information, and access election information. Volunteers will also provide information on how residents can check or update their voter registration. Organizations represented in the event include the Fort Wayne Area League of Women Voters, Fort Wayne Urban League, and the Fort Wayne Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority and other community partners. The Republican candidate for Secretary of State is responding to accusations of illegal campaign contributions. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, former Republican Secretary of State David Shelton filed a complaint against Max Engling.
Shelton's complaint alleged that Engling took a $60,000 campaign contribution from Hoosier Leadership for America. That contribution is well over the $5,000 limit for donations from corporations. That complaint was quickly picked up by Democratic Secretary of State candidate Beau Bai, who noted that Engling would be responsible for overseeing campaign finance reporting for Indiana in that position. In a statement, Bai said, quote, "How can we trust him to enforce the law if he can't follow it himself?" In a statement to WFYI, Engling's campaign called the accusation, quote, "baseless on the merits," and noted that the donation had already been returned. I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. The Indiana Office of Inspector General will no longer publish summaries of its investigations into alleged fraud, mismanagement, and wrongdoing in state government. The Indiana Department of Health is reporting nearly 1,000 cases of cyclosporiasis, an intestinal illness caused by a microscopic parasite. And Indiana high school girls flag football is just outside the goal line to become a sanctioned sport. That's Who and What for Thursday, July 30th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.